It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's the middle of summer, time of year when gas prices are usually higher because so many people are traveling. But this summer, prices were a bit more reasonable than in years past. That is, until a little over a week ago, when the average cost of a gallon of gas shot up by as much as 15 cents a gallon in parts of Pittsburgh. In states like Indiana, Michigan, and Illinois, the price escalation is nearly double that. So the question is, why is this happening and why now? And will gas prices start to level off sometime soon? Joining us now to try and answer these questions and more is Greg Leskoski, Senior Petroleum Analyst for GasBuddy.com. He joins us by phone from Tampa, Florida. Greg Leskoski, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
The jump in prices at the pump seemed to have happened overnight. I noticed that, as others did, when I pulled into my local gas station just down the street one night about a week or so ago and had that sort of sticker shock. What caused this?
Well, Paul, the thing that really triggered the price increases started about 3 weeks ago. Crude oil back on June 23rd was trading at $93 a barrel, and we've seen a steady climb up from then to last Friday. On last Friday, it was up over $109 a barrel, and today it's trading between $106 and $107. It's been driven by a couple of things. The supply and demand fundamentals that we have here, as well as what we see globally. But the global price of crude oil has also been pushed higher because of the situation in the Middle East, specifically with Egypt, and the uncertainty about the security of the Suez Canal. Now, everybody or a lot of people realize that Egypt is not a major supplier of oil, but they do control that canal, and that's absolutely critical to global oil commerce because 3 million barrels a day of crude has to pass through that canal in order to reach European markets.
And what countries are exporting their oil, shipping it through the Suez Canal?
I would say almost all of the OPEC nations in the Middle East.
So if there's any kind of problem in Egypt, that impacts everything. There's a huge domino effect as a result of that.
Yes.
So what are you seeing as far as gas prices around Pittsburgh?
Well, you know, the price in Pittsburgh today is $3.70 a gallon. That's up about 5 cents over the past week, and it's up 15 cents from a month ago. That's very comparable to what we're seeing nationwide. The national average is $3.67 a gallon, and that's also up about 14 cents a gallon over the past month. This is not terribly uncommon. We typically see demand increase in the summertime, and depending on how refineries are operating, we could see some volatility in certain parts of the country. That's exactly what you were referring to when you talked about the problems in the Great Lakes region with Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan, etc., because that part of the country had tremendous price pressure resulting from five different refineries, all of which had significant problems that reduced the supply into the Great Lakes area.
So that's why we're seeing the prices per gallon so much higher in those other states?
Well, we know that there's some refinery issues in the Northeast right now. The problems in the Great Lakes region appear to have been corrected. I can tell you that the Department of Energy data that came out this morning gave very encouraging numbers on refinery output. It shows us that the Midwestern refineries are close to 87% capacity. So that's a pretty strong figure.
Are there other areas of the country, if, for example, in parts of the Midwest, we're seeing the gas prices, the jump in gas prices, say, double or 2-to-1 what we're seeing here in Pittsburgh? Are there other areas that are seeing less of an impact where the gas prices are maybe significantly lower?
Well, the places where we see less of an impact are typically states that have much lower tax rates. You know, when you look at where we have the great volatility, if you're looking at California, Michigan, New York, you're looking at places that have very high tax rates. California usually leads the nation with the highest gasoline prices, and that's because 72 cents a gallon is purely for taxes.
What's a gallon of gas in California go for now?
In Santa Barbara, that's the highest price metro market in the country, in the continental United States, they're at $4.22 a gallon right now.
We're talking with Greg Laskoski. He's senior petroleum analyst for GasBuddy.com, joining us by phone from Tampa, talking about the jump in the price of a gallon of gas in Pittsburgh and throughout the country. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, crude oil inventories have decreased. You were kind of alluding to the supply and demand situation earlier. Do we know why the inventories have gone down?
Yes, and I know that if you just take a quick glance at those numbers, a lot of people would be inclined to think, well, if we've seen significant inventory declines, that means the supply is getting tighter, and that's what's pushing the prices up. And we would say, slow down a second, because what's really pushing the prices up, or let me rephrase that, what's really pushing down the inventory numbers isn't that situation at all. It's that refineries don't want to load up on fuel that is at a higher price today than they expect it to be in a month or 2 months from now. So that makes perfect sense, really. They don't want to buy a whole lot of inventory. They'd rather be on a hand-to-mouth basis right now, considering how high crude oil is. Again, it's up at $106 a barrel right now.
Earlier this summer, normally we expect gas prices to go up in the summer because you've got people wanting to drive and go places on vacation and that kind of thing. So earlier in the summer, when it seemed that prices were holding steady, what was going on there?
Well, I think what we actually saw consumer demand kind of front-end loaded this summer. Sometimes we see more of it in July. We might see some more in August. This year, it appears that most of the consumer demand may have occurred in June. That's not to say that July and August won't be strong, but it appears that as the problems in the middle of the country were corrected, and again, it wasn't just the Great Lakes. Those problems actually came all the way down to Oklahoma and Kansas and Missouri because there were refinery issues down there. The refineries in that part of the country, in fact, were supposed to be Plan B for the Great Lakes region, but because they had those problems in addition to what was happening in the Great Lakes, we saw high prices right through the whole middle of the country. But those situations appear to have been resolved. And I think now what we're seeing is that fuel prices are leveling off. So the rate of increase has slowed down considerably.
So I was going to ask you if there's a silver lining. Maybe that's it. But is there anything else that we can consider good news in this scenario?
Well, it looks like prices peaked back in February. The national average reached $3.75 a gallon in February. It was very unusual to see it go at that high that quickly. But With the national average today at $3.67, I'm not certain that we're going to see the national number get back up to the level we saw in February. I think it would take an extraordinary event, perhaps something that was forecast by the National Weather Service, to actually really push those prices higher. And that's something we have to really pay close attention to. There's a storm in the eastern part of the Atlantic right now, a tropical depression, and the Weather Service is predicting a very active hurricane season. That could create a lot of price volatility. It could also cause spikes in certain parts of the country.
You mentioned the national average price per gallon of $3.67 a gallon, but in Pittsburgh, I mean, we're seeing a lot of places, in the city at least, where gas is, just regular unleaded gas is going for $3.75 a gallon. Why is it higher here? We're not Indiana or Michigan or one of the states in the Midwest.
No, but you're still looking at a combined federal and state tax rate of a little bit over 50 cents a gallon. So that's in the higher side. I would say that another issue that's impacting Pennsylvania is there are a couple of issues with a few refineries, and I can't name specifically which ones. I know there's two or three refineries having some maintenance issues in the Northeast, and that could be creating a slightly tighter supply, but nothing that really would be that dramatic.
So, Greg, should people wait to take their summer vacations, or should they go now while the getting is good?
I don't know anybody who really would plan their travel arrangements based on gas prices. Even when people have very tight budgets, they'll look to cut back in other areas. Maybe they won't eat out at restaurants, or they maybe won't buy the souvenirs and T-shirts like they would have. But I don't think that that's really going to be a strong factor in travel planning.
Greg Laskoski is a senior petroleum analyst with GasBuddy.com, joining us by phone from Tampa. Greg, thanks for being on Essential Pittsburgh.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Coming up, we will explore the secret life of soot. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.